Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Good evening, everybody. And I'm so excited. This weekend, June 14th through 16th, we have the 9th Annual Light Language Conference. We have a presenter from Israel and people from Europe here. So I just want to remind you that the conference is $150 if you prepay. And if you come on Friday, the conference is $175. What a deal for a conference, which includes some meals. I love sacred geometry and studied sacred geometry with the Mayan, which is now known as light language. So come on, stop in, see us, come play with us, especially if you're interested in sacred geometry. This evening, I have with me a friend of mine. Her name is Kimberly. And Kimberly has some very interesting products. And are you there, Kimberly? Hello? Well, you got to remember to unmute yourself.
Hi, Star.
Hi, Kimberly.
I have a doctor.
Glad to have you.
And yes, ma'am. I am your friend, and it's been so beautiful to get to know you. And I just want to reach out and share with people that if you have the opportunity to come to Hot Springs for any of STAR's events, capitalize on it. Don't hesitate. Just don't hesitate. It's been a beautiful blessing moving to Hot Springs and getting to know you. And so the Light Language Conference, that should be something that everybody is just packing their trucks up and getting on to. Just got to say that. And anyway, being in Hot Springs, I've met STAR. I've been a healer myself for many, many decades and probably many, many lifetimes. And I do have a special line of products that I do share with people that have had extremely interesting results.
Well, you know, tell us what your product is, and then I'll tell a little incident about you and me and your product.
Okay. Well, you know, people ask me all the time, what is it? You know, the name of it is Ghoul Be Gone.
And how do you spell that Ghoul?
G-H-O-U-L. Ghoul Be Gone. And it's actually the product's name because B is its middle initial. It actually is something upon itself. And, you know, people have gotten back to me with so many stories of using Ghoul Be Gone. My original intention in creating Ghoul Be Gone was that it was a spray to, you know, release negative energy and release negative entities and, you know, get things that are in your energy field off and out. You know, it's not exorcism in a bottle. It's more like, you know, off, you know, for mosquitoes, just off for negativity. And so I've been marketing it for a few years, and the stories that have come back from things that have just made my jaw drop to the utterly ridiculous. One of the stories I recently got, somebody called me and they said, I just want you to know I've been using your product and I have this pain in my back that I've had for 16 years and I just decided to spray it on there. And you know, that pain is gone.
Well,
and
you know,
I think that's really
interesting. Thought forms, and thought forms can come from past lives where you got stabbed with a spear, shot with a bullet, stabbed with a knife, and we carry that energy from lifetime after lifetime till we hear it. And one of the great things about Ghoul Be Gone is all those residual energies where you got hung, most of those residual energies usually disappear after a couple of uses. So this guy was telling you that where his back pain was really wasn't back pain, that it was a thought form that was there.
Right, and you know, I didn't know this person, and I didn't quite know where they were going to go with the story, so I let them tell it to me. And so I asked them, I said, well, why do you think that is? And instead of, you know, me, because I knew why it was, but I just decided to let them tell me. And then he said, well, the pain started about 16 years ago when I was in Dallas, and there was this girl that worked in the office behind me, and I knew she was always sending bad thoughts my way. And he said, as soon as I sprayed it just a few times, the pain was gone. And I was like, well, there you go. And he said, oh, by the way, I need 3 more bottles.
it's amazing. When I first met Kimberly, I went, who is this woman with this big aura? I looked at her, and she saw me gooby gone, and I looked at her, oh, you got to be kidding. Something in a can that doesn't require this long ritual, something in the can you spray. And I used it, and I was shocked. I saw little mists dissipate, the little bit of fog that you carry with the grief of a dead mother or a dead father. I saw things disappearing within 1 to 2 minutes after the Gooby Gone spray was used. I went, who is this woman again, after I saw how well it worked, and how did she get this into a can? So how did you get it into a can?
Well, Star, I got to tell you, this is not my recipe, okay? I did not formulate Gooby Gone. All I did was bottle it. I was making, you know, like I said, I've been a healer for many years, and I'm intuitive, and you know, and I make herbal products, and at the time I was making soaps and beautiful bath products, and I still do, and I was doing my dishes, and I had this big, big, beautiful glass kitchen window, and in the window, this recipe was being written out in light. It was like light that was on fire. It's the only way I can describe it. And so I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, this is beyond what I can memorize. And, you know, and so I'm drawing my hands, and I'm looking at it as it's being written, and I write it down, and I'm really perplexed, because I'm thinking it's soap at the time, because that's what I make the most of. And so I thought, what is this, exorcism in a bar? You know, and just kind of laughed. And then the vision changed, and once I had the recipe written down, and then I saw Gooby Gone. I saw the can. I saw the label. I saw everything. And so then I asked, and I got answers as to what it was and what I was supposed to do with it, and that this was the name and this was how it's supposed to be bottled. And when I went to the printer, I conveyed to him, you know, the thought I had in my mind, and he printed the label exactly as I was shown. Now, the only thing I added to it was the scent, because when I did test markets with it, everybody said it was phenomenal, but it didn't have a scent. And everybody said it was phenomenal, great results, but they wanted a smell. So I added some essential oils to it. So not only does it work well, it also smells beautiful. And so the only thing that's my part of it beyond bottling it is the fragrance.
And Grant, what website can we purchase Gooby Gone at?
Well, you can Google, you know, Gooby Gone. Or you can go to Google, the letter B, gone.com.
Great. You know, exorcism, working with those shadow energies, working with that psychic slime. And I guess for me, the greatest visualization was like in the movie Ghostbusters, where one of the entities slimed some people, and I was looking at that going, oh my God, that's so true. And
right.
When you carry grief and you carry a little bit of grandma with you, and you're angry about something, and that has all of its attachments. So before you know it, you've been in the house 25 years, and you got 13, 14 energies, and I don't necessarily want to call them dirty energies, but let's call them gray energies. They're not exactly of the light. They take energy for you to support them, and they have a mind of their own. They're not in it for the highest good of you or all concerned. And I know that you've done a lot of what I call bookie busting and exorcism over the years. And I, if I believe me, I think you lived in Louisiana, correct?
Well, I am from Louisiana, but I don't
know. Louisiana to me is always such a strange state because, you know, most of the time they don't bury their people underground and they bury their people above ground, and there are so many entities there. And how many years have you been working with cleaning up and clearing the entities this lifetime?
I started in my teenage years. It was a surprise to me that I knew what I was doing, but I think that in this lifetime I've carried energies from past lifetimes or memories forward, and I started in my teenage years, and it started with, you know, attacks, and I could see it. I could see what was going on, and I inherently knew what to do to stop it. And, you know, in this lifetime, I've built on it and built on it. It's been very interesting, to say the very least. It's been very interesting. But once you have a state of mind that this is the energy you're going to maintain, and the stronger your frequencies become and the higher your vibrations become and the more you slough off your stuff, the easier it is to do this. I honestly believe anybody with the right intention and the right training could do what you and I do.
What always never ceases to amaze me is how much fear of the unknown and how much fear of spirits that people have. And I guess maybe because since we've been five or six, all these ghost movies and chainsaw movies and horror flicks have been stuffed into our head. And sometimes working with a spirit that isn't supposed to be there is not the nicest, funnest, greatest thing in the world. But most of the time, it's probably as dangerous as walking out of your shower. What is it? How many hundred thousand Americans slip out of their bath or shower every year? With your training, that's important to have the training. And both you and I offer training in dealing with spirits and entities and thought forms. So you guys know where you can reach me at starfuentes.com. And then Goo Be Gone for Kimberly here. So, Kimberly, tell us a story, another story about someone using Go Be Gone.
Well, I do have some ghost hunters that are in Cincinnati, Ohio. They're Paravisions. And they have actually gotten EVPs with Go Be Gone. The first one they got was about 2 years ago. And they were spraying, they were in a very haunted theater. And so they're spraying it around, and the way Lee does it when he does an investigation, he talks to them because he can talk to them, he can hear them, he can see them. He doesn't actually need equipment. And he just goes in, says, you know, hello, I'm Lee, and, you know, and introduces his investigators and you know, creates dialogue and a comfortable dialogue and lets them know he's not there to harm them and usually has a good psychic healer with them to help anybody cross over that wants to be crossed over. And so he's spraying the Ghoul Be Gone, and he's got the recording, you know, and tells him, you know, what he's spraying. And so then he says, can you smell what I'm spraying? And over the ghost box, it comes back, Ghoul Be Gone spray. And, you know, and so that was, but the next year he got an even better EVP. You know, he had gone through his ritual, and so he was in a house where the spirit was not happy with the homeowner. And there was a lot of disturbance between the two. And so in the investigation, he asked the spirit if there's anything he can do to make things better. And the spirit responds, more will be gone.
Amazing. You know, and so many people don't attribute consciousness and intelligence to spirits and entities. And some of them are stuck. Some of them are there because they have unresolved matters. Some of them, we still don't know why they're caught between, on the earthly plane, between going into the light and staying here. But it's always interesting work to see how smart they are, how quickly they respond, and how much energy is invested into keeping your attachments alive, you know. People tell me, I can't button up my collar. And I go, why? Got hung too many times? And they stop breathing. You know,
right.
People tell me, I can't go in the water. Well, did you ever have an experience? No, but I'm afraid of drowning. How can you be afraid of drowning when you never drowned this lifetime or had a panic situation? And sometimes with us, as we go lifetime through lifetime, these charges, the being hanged or drowning or falling off a cliff, were so intense that they didn't dissipate when our body dissipated. One of the things I like about Ghoul Be Gone is that it has the energy that lifts these things from people. And I was just so amazed. You do have it in a candle form, don't you?
Well, the candle is for people who are under spiritual attack. The blessing that's on the candle, as long as the candle's open, you don't even have to burn it. Burning it just gives it more oomph. But the candle, what it will do, it will take whatever's attacking you and take it far away from you.
And why do you think people got attacked?
The first thing that comes to my mind is jealousy.
Envy, jealousy.
And I know that dark practitioners, you know, some of the things they like to do, if they see someone who's in the light and who has powers, they try to steal those powers. And one of the things they do to do that is to get you off your game. So you're worried about little things and you're not focusing on, you know, your bigger picture. And that's
interesting.
That's me. Right.
Is it a psychology like, if I can't have it, you can't have it either?
No. It's a psychology of, you have it and I'm going to take it. You've earned it, but
and I don't
I'm going
earn
to take it.
It.
Right. I'm going to take it the easy way because I've learned the back door.
Mm-hmm. And what keeps darkness around you? What do you think keeps darkness around you or makes your light dim enough so that you kind of fall prey to these things? I mean, you know, I believe if I keep my light high enough and my energy high enough that most anything that attacks me will not, it will bounce off of me, and that if I'm well-centered, that energy will happen. But what are some of the things that we do that make us really attackable?
What I've seen in people that come to me, and it's just what you were saying, when you go through these lower level emotions, you know, there's actually a chart of emotions, and it's very, very, very hard to obtain. They've kept it secret for many years, but it's called the map of consciousness. And the lower level emotions of grief and guilt and anger and fear, those emotions, even if we hold on to them for 3 minutes, bring our frequency down. When it brings our frequency down, it brings our energy down. And then we're vibrating with everything that vibrates in that energy spectrum. And if you have light, literally you're like food. You know, you're fish bait.
Mm-hmm.
When you go down and swim with the sharks.
Well, you know, and you can have a lot of light, but you could be keeping a secret. You could be keeping a secret that you were sexually abused, and that, or you could be keeping some type of secret about your family, and that offers a huge crack for the darker energies to get in. You know, so
and your family may
be like stealing a candy bar, but it has to be something that you spend a lot of energy keeping secret.
Well, your family could have secrets that you don't even know about, that you're holding them in your DNA. This is something so important that you teach people, and it's so important that not only do you pray down your line for your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, but you need to pray up your ancestry, many generations up. And you teach that, you know, I have the luxury of being able to go to your church, and, you know, you teach us this in church, and it is so true. And people just seem to think that, you know, it all started with me, and then it's my kids. You know, they don't think about, well, what was happening 72 generations up, and how many people does that account for? And
you know,
you just say
healing your lineage is very important. And, you know, I think the original way that the Bible said is you have the sins of your father is that they say that you're carrying the diseases, the possibility of heart attacks, cancer, and you're carrying the unresolved lack of light or the unresolved darkness that has been in your lineage. And you need to become conscious of your secrets, because your secrets attract the negative. You need to become conscious of your family. And if you're not conscious, go to someone who can see, feel, hear your lineage and get some consciousness about what's there and get some clearing.
Exactly. It's amazing to see the healings when people just accept it on an energetic level and understand that, okay, well, when I was 11, I experienced this great anger, or I didn't speak my truth, or somebody else's willpower was used against me. And accepting it, blessing it, forgiving it, giving it love, you know, and just having someone like us be able to point out that moment where their energy shifted, their pivot moment, and that they can still go back and change that.
Well, I guess for me also, there's a bigger thing that I'm concerned about. And let's say you were 8 years old and you were using your intuitive and psychic powers and you were looking around and you saw a ghost. And that ghost scared you because you didn't have the wisdom. No, mom or dad didn't say, hey, there are people, there are entities around here without anybody. Bodies, and you made a commitment never to use your light again because a ghost scared you. You saw something from a past life. You saw something in the future. You know, I remember when I was a little girl and I was in kindergarten, and I went to my teacher and I said to my teacher, that boy's sick. And the teacher went over there and felt his head and stuff and looked at him, and she said no. And about 7 minutes later, he started throwing up and got a bloody nose. Our teacher went over there and got a Kleenex and put it on the bloody nose and was helping the kid throw up in the waste paper basket. And she turned around and looked at me, and she says, don't you ever make anyone else sick. And in the teacher's mind, she had a mind that I did it, that I didn't foresee it. You know?
Because she didn't understand.
Well, you got to remember, that was like, what, the 40-something, 1940-something or other. But anyway, it's you know, sometimes the parents make one statement, and that blocks you from your light. And when your light isn't growing, when your light isn't alive, all these shadowy, all the stuff that goobie-gone takes away, all these things have the opportunity to affect you and affect you more, you know? So learn about what a thought form is. Learn about that entities and that spirit world. It can be a mold growing in your walls. It can be something in your electrical system. It doesn't have to be per se a spirit.
Right.
But it comes from the other side, and it consumes your energies, your thought, your vitality, your life force. And I still laugh at the first time I sprayed Go Be Gone, and I was watching it work. I was going, how did she get this in a can? So, you're doing an upcoming event in the fall. What is that?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to have a paranormal conference, and this is going to be, this is already lining up to be just huge. We have wonderful people coming in and traveling in to be a part of this. You know, you and I both live in Hot Springs, and people listening on Blog Talk Radio may not know how the dimensions in Hot Springs, several dimensions exist as far as what I can see very clearly in Hot Springs, the same way they do in New Orleans. And it turns out New Orleans and Hot Springs are on a ley line that connect one another. And, you know, I've just seen things in Hot Springs that you won't see down the street in Little Rock. And so I think Hot Springs is a perfect location. And we're going to have a paranormal fest. It's going to be called Haunted Springs. We have Michael and Lindsay Knight coming in. They're coming in from Las Vegas. We have Deb Lance coming in from Cincinnati. We have Jeff Leeper, who is one of the top investigators with TAPS Paranormal. And we also have a geologist from the state of Arkansas to come in and discuss some of the abnormalities. Anomalies such as Hell's Half Acre and Magnet Cove, and discuss why Hot Springs is just so different. And we also have Star Fuentes coming in to talk about exorcisms.
Okay.
So this
that
is going to be
sounds wonderful. What weekend is that?
It's October 4th, 5th, and 6th, I believe, is the weekend. And if you go to Eventbrite, you can get the tickets. Just type in Haunted Springs.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. We have so many crystals here, and crystals are an amplifier of energy.
Right.
And we have hundreds of springs that spring up from the center of the earth, and the springs are about flow, about cleansing, and then we got a history. We got a history where Al Capone and all the gamblers came down here, and a history where the Indians were sick. They'd be having a battle, and they come to the healing waters here in Hot Springs, put down their weapons, and get into the baths with each other. And, you know, we've had gambling in the 20s and 30s, and it's a very, very rich history where we've had some very, very positive, empowering things here. And we've had some people attracted to here who were attracted to the power of the springs and the power of the crystals to make it in their highest good. So I believe that this is going to be a really great conference. So I have my light language conference this weekend. You have your conference on the first weekend in October. And people, let's talk just a second or two. You want to become more spiritual. You want to become more educated. You want to know more, experience more. You have to get out. You have to be in the presence of people who've done their work. Okay. It's not enough just to read books. You have to be with people who are doing their work. You have to watch and get some caught teachings from them. Watch people as they talk about it. See what their aura says. Feel these people who have done 40, 50 years worth of work. And as you sit in front of them, your subconscious, unconscious mind gathers 10,000 facts per minute, and your conscious mind handles 5 plus or minus 4. So take a deep breath. Good. Take another deep breath. And soon we'll be going to commercial break. And I want you to think of your life. Think of your energies. Think of what's not yours. Think of the things you carry with you. And think of the things that take a ride with you.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Great. How are we doing there? Do we have anybody on the phones?
Yes, we do. Hold on. Hi, you're on with Star.
Hi, Star. Hello.
Hello, sweetie. How can I be of service to you?
I just wanted to know, what do you feel overall, intuitively, as far as relationship or romance? Because I'm really busy right now. I go to school. I just started school for here. And I don't have time, really, for anyone. But it's two guys that's really, really, like, pressing me really hard. And I'm like, well, I don't have time right now in my life.
Okay.
And I just want to know, like, what do you feel?
Number one, I feel you're on track. Number two, stop telling people you don't have time. We all have the same amount of time. When you say you don't have time, spirit believes you. Kimberly, do you have a comment for her?
Well, what I'm getting intuitively is she needs to focus on herself and allow the right man to come to her, because the right man will not have to pressure her into dating him.
I agree. So focus on yourself, continue with your studying, and magically, someone will appear for you in the next 14 months. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, if you want to talk to Star, please call her at 646-716-9663.
Well, Kimberly, you know, it's been really, really interesting this lifetime. Being able to see auras, and I'm a very strong seer, and see things flickering in and out of a room, or box shadows attached to people, or that rope around somebody's neck. It took years for me to understand, and many teachers to teach me what I was seeing. And I have a lot of gratitude for all those people, those teachers, those men and women out there who took the time and said, this is this, and this is that, and this is how you work with this, and this is how you work with that. Because the things I had to learn by myself took so long. How about you?
Well, what's coming to my mind is I studied with this Native American woman called Nana, and the first lesson she taught me was probably my most difficult one. And it took me several months to get through that first lesson. And that first lesson she taught me, but she read me. She knew what I needed to learn. She knew what was going to be the most important thing for me. And it comes up time and time again. And she told me once I got through that lesson, she said, most of my students fail that and don't become students. She said, rarely has anybody moved through it so rapidly, and I thought months to get through it was, you know, dragging my feet. But what she taught me was, if you had all the power in the world, when would you know to use it, and when would you know not to? And she gave me a scenario, and she was very detailed with the scenario. And she said, when you can tell me how you would handle that, knowing you had all the power in the world to change it and have your own outcome, let me know. And it was a difficult one. But I've come back to it time and time again. And so, yes, learning with an elder, learning with somebody who can look at you and see you and read you and know what's going to be in your path and know what is going to be that one block in the Jenga tower that's going to let everything flood through. Very important. Very important.
And, you know, for me, I always want somebody else to look at me. Yeah, I may have been doing metaphysics for 50 years and healing and working with entities and working on cancer, and I see myself, and I see myself in the mirror, and I look through my aura to see other people's auras, and I've trained myself. So I'm always asking people, what do you see? What do I need to work on? Is there something here or not? I'm having this feeling. And for me, people who just get really confident and really sure about who they are and what is going on usually have something in their life that they don't want to look at, a lesson that they don't want to participate in. And it's really important to have input. And people tell me, oh, my guides tell me everything. And I'm like, man, they just tell you everything you ask about. You know, they don't tell you things you don't ask about, the guides and angels. So please, everybody, talk to somebody. Get some input. Ask people the most important question you need to ask is, what do I need to know? And I encourage people who have readings with me to ask me that question, because then I can tell you lots of stuff. If you're asking me about relationship, I'm going to tell you about relationship. If you're asking me if there's an entity in your house, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you that a big lesson is coming up tomorrow to slam you in the face, because you didn't ask. It's a real big ask and you shall receive world. Now, tell me once again where I can get this beautiful product called Groobigon, and tell me.
Well, just go to the website, GoolBGone.com, and the spray can is 4 ounces. It amazingly lasts a very long time. One of the main things people are telling me now that, like I said, the reports that are coming back, I just really could not have made this up or even thought that this would be what would happen. But so many people are telling me they're bringing it to work and they're spraying it around.
Work, where everybody brings all their stuff and their invisible stuff with them, huh?
Right. And so they say they either have a coworker or they have a boss that, you know,
or a building.
So hard, or a building that is so hard, so heavy, so mean, so ugly, so nasty, blah, blah, blah. And they go in when nobody's looking and spray the Groobigon. And whatever was so mean, ugly, heavy, nasty changes to nice, beautiful, sweet, or they leave. Like if they have a boss that's horrible, either the boss gets really, really nice and the coworkers get really, really nice, or they leave.
Interesting. I remember several years ago there being a chain, I'm not going to mention the chain, but a chain of one chain store in particular, Little Rock, and all of the spiritual people used to go up there, and immediately when we went into the store, the energy was so bad, everyone had to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what, 4 of us, 5 of us would go shopping in the store, and all of us would have that urge, and then I knew it was the building or the employees in there that needed some light work, energy work. And you will have nauseous feelings. You will have the hair stand up on your arms, in the back of your neck. You will feel like your hands have just played with sticky children's stuff. So, you will smell sulfur, rotten sulfur.
Yes.
bad thingies. You know, when you smell roses, it's angels. You know, when you walk into a room and it's what I call the psychic sniff. You sniff uh-huh. it once and you go back to sniff it and it's gone. And these are all places you can do your light work. You can use Go Be Gone and just notice, is this a building? Is this the energy of the company? Is this all the employees, some of the employees? Do your work. Become conscious of where good empowering energy is. And be conscious where energy drains you.
Exactly. You know, we've talked a lot about, you know, the lower spiral, the lower spectrum of energies. And the truth is when people can get themselves to the higher spectrum of energies, when they can start getting themselves into gratitude and love and enlightenment and bliss and joy, when they can pull themselves, drag themselves, crawl themselves up there, because it's a lot of work to get there and it's a lot of work to stay there and still be in this world. And once you can pull yourself up to there, it is amazing the difference in your life. It's amazing the difference in your health. It's amazing the difference in your money and your career and your relationships. You know, those who do not vibrate in this higher energy just won't be around you. And you won't have that drain and that suck and that pull and that feeding off of you.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like this. You know, I sometimes can go through 10 green lights and not notice, but when I'm in a real clean, powerful energy, I notice, wow, look, all the lights are green. And uh-huh. I can stop at every red light, not be bothered by it. But if something is inside me that is not clear, something inside me needs to be worked, it's going, oh, man, this is bad. This is the fourth red light. And I start blaming my environment. And when you start blaming your environment, that's a signal to you that you need to work, that there's something in you that needs to be lightened, brightened, let go of, disconnected.
Exactly.
So that synchronicity, like you're talking, the money, the cash, your health, that running through all those green lights, and it's that smoothness is there. Believe me, once you pull yourself up, every day you're going to have to be conscious to stay there. Once we get
right.
down, we have to get down far enough. You know, we have to go down so far that there's no more down till sometimes we pull ourselves up. Pay attention. Pay attention to your life. Pay attention to your energy. Pay attention to what other people tell you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And the animals. The animals and babies are perfect mirrors of what's going on inside of you. When babies won't look at you, you need work.
Yeah, and
when
they don't growl at you, you need work, unless it's a
mm-hmm.
guard dog. But, they're so unconditional, the babies and the domesticated dogs. They're so unconditional. And after a while, you get to a place where I can sit down for 20 minutes, and if there's birds, one of them will land on me. And I've got this
right.
bird magic. But if I had a fight with my husband, if there's a little gray smoke around me, if I'm pissed off about something, those birds are not coming anywhere near me.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Or if I was carrying a bunch of thought forms or other energy like that. So take a look at yourself. Take a feel of yourself. Listen to the voices in your head. Smell yourself. Really, smell yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Smell yourself. Smell yourself.
Are you in a place where you're clear and clean? Do you smell like mildew and mold?
Oh, and so many people do, Star.
What?
So many people, you know, when you hug them, have that mold, mildew smell all in them.
And, I never count.
You know,
I'm too busy clearing, you know, at that point.
You know, and I'm like, and I've noticed that coming up in abundance in the last 5 years, how many people are getting that mold mildew smell around them. And, yes, but
great place to start using Gold Be Gone.
If
you know, you're washing and drying your clothes, and you're taking care of your cleaning, and you're still smelling like mold or mildew,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's something there for you to clean. Now, I want to remind everybody about my Light Language Conference. This is the 9th annual Light Language Conference held in Hot Springs, Arkansas. You can go to lightlanguage.com. We have people teaching various aspects of sacred geometry. And each 45 minutes is a lesson unto itself. You don't have to know all about light language. You don't have to know about sacred geometry to learn from these little segments. And we'll be going Friday from 7 o'clock to Sunday about 3 o'clock. We have pre- and post-class. Just look us up at lightlanguage.com and come play with us.
Hey, Star.
And, yes?
I got a call for you.
Great. We'll take it.
Hi, you're on with Star.
Hi, Star. My name is Carol Ann.
Hello, Carol Ann. How can I be of service?
I'm calling about a friend of mine. Her son committed suicide a few days ago.
Okay.
I wanted to see if
so what would you like
maybe
to know?
Well, I'd like to put her at ease a little bit, if I could. His name is Frankie.
Okay, so tell me, have they had the service yet?
It's tomorrow night. I'm actually leaving town to go.
Okay, now let me tell you. Most of the time people call me and say, my mother, my son died. I get up into the space with them, and I look at them, and they go, are you ready to step in the light? And they tell me, no, I want to see who comes to my funeral. So the very first thing you have to understand is 8 out of 10 people, once they pass out of the physical body, come to the funeral, spend those 3 or 4 days there to comfort the people who are needing them. I suggest that sometime after the funeral, you knew this boy, right?
Yes, very well.
Okay, so after the funeral, you sit down, you have some water, you have some light candles, have some four elements. You sit down and call to him. And then I want you to ask him to dance with you or sing with you or rap with you or jog. And I want you to take him through the tunnel of light and dance him, jog him all the way through the tunnel of light. When you commit suicide, you go to some place at the end of the tunnel of light called the spiritual hospital. And you get to resolve all those issues that weren't resolved when you took your life. And then you pass on to the guff or the bardo. Sometimes when people see the light at the end of the tunnel, it is very bright. And they think it's too bright to go through. They confuse it with fire and brimstone. They think that they have to give up something, when in reality, you get everything when you walk through the light. Don't push it. Don't try to get him to go through the light before the funeral services are over. And I probably won't do it that day. I will probably do it the next night. And I like midnight. It seems as the day passes from one day to the other, but that's a real easy time. And so is sunrise and sunset. It's a really easy time to call to a soul you knew in a body. Do what they do. Did they dance? Did they walk and talk? Do what they do and dance them, walk them, talk them through the tunnel of light so they're in the tunnel of light. Does that give you a little bit? And don't ask the mother to do this. You do this.
No. Well, that's my biggest concern, actually, is her. I wanted to see if she would be okay.
Well, you know, you cannot really walk somebody who you're really grieving deeply through to the light, you get too many emotional attachments. You start doing stupid shit like, oh, I wish it was me instead of him. You know what I mean? And so most parents, most people, most children of parents usually have someone like you or me who knows the person and can walk them, dance them through the light. So tell your mother, tell the mother you've gotten instructions how to do this, and that lovingly and kindly you will take her son into the light. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kimberly, do you have anything you want to say?
Well, the one thing I'm getting is that his job was done here, and he knew it.
Mm-hmm. And, but I wouldn't necessarily tell that to Mom.
But
you know,
he's done what he had come in to do, and he was ready to go home.
Yeah, I get that, too. So you got enough information to walk this child through the light?
I think so, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do we have anyone else there on the phone?
No, we don't, but I do have a question.
Great.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the Bardo?
Okay. In the ancient text, there's two places. Both are the same, I believe. And they were called the Guff and the Bardo. And this is where a soul sits while it's choosing to incarnate or not choosing to incarnate. Like, we could have all been up there and I said, hey, I'm going to live in 2013. Do you want to, are you living? You go, no. I said, will you be my spirit guide and help me with this book I'm writing? Sure. Will you be my spirit guide and help me with my anger issues or whatever else it is? So souls sit in this place where they can make agreement with other souls. We have an unresolved relationship. Will you come back as my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife, my aunt, my grandmother, so we can resolve these relationships? Your soul contract is between yourself and your head guardian angel about what you're going to come and do and be or have to choose maybe not to do and be. And we've talked about soul contracts before. But your agreements with your spirit guides, your agreements with the people, significant people in your lifetime, this lifetime, were all made in the Guff or the Bardo, period. And we're all looking over what can benefit us, what can teach us, what is in our highest good, and what is going to be a lesson for both of us or a win-win for both of us. Anything you want to say about the Guff or Bardo, Kimberly? Hello? Am I still on the air?
Yeah. She probably has the phone muted.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so,
I'm sorry. I'm here. My phone muted and wouldn't unmute. I have not studied the Inca text, but I understand every aspect of that from other things that I've studied, and that we do make soul agreements and we do make soul contracts, and we have agreements before we ever come in, and as exactly what we're going to fulfill here, exactly what lessons we're going to learn, what lessons we're going to help each other learn.
And please remember, our topic for today was talking about Gulbi Gone and thought forms and things like that. Please remember, you may have an agreement with a soul or an entity but was human, and your agreement may be you might be the person to take it into the light. You know, it says, well, I'll be dead by then, but I'll still be stuck on planet Earth. Will you come and take me into the light? So sometimes people being educated, learning some of these techniques is what you're supposed to do. Other people, if it's not for you, it's not for you. But you might have agreements with it. Entities who are still souls, your agreement might be to take them into the light because they got stuck. And that will help both you and them with your spiritual and vibrational progress.
It'll help many others too.
Now tell me what we can get that Goolby gone again.
You go to the website, Ghoul, and the letter B, gone.com. It's G-H-O-U-L. Or if you just go to Google and type in Ghoul Be Gone, you'll find me.
Okay. Well, I'm personally not a believer in using anything. And most things, I use my personal energy. I use my angels. I am very, very impressed with Ghoul Be Gone. And who's that woman? And how did she get that in that can? And I'm so impressed with this that I was like, wow.
I had help, Star. I had help.
I know you had help, but you can imagine after the fact seeing a can with Ghoul Be Gone after 50 years of doing exorcisms and working really hard and going, yeah, really, that's going to work. And then when you spray it, it does work. It so mystified me, you know. So I thought that was really nice. All right. Any last-minute advice to our people about dealing with entities, not-so-good negative energies around you?
Don't feed them.
How do you feed them?
Well, with your own negative vibration. If you allow your hate, your anger, your frustration, because a lot of negative entities are very mischievous, and they're going to do things like hide your car keys or do something that will make you late for work. And if you feed that energy and get frustrated and allow it to pull you down to that vibration, you're feeding them.
So that's saying something like, nothing ever goes right for me. I'm always the victim. Will feed those energies.
Exactly, and it'll draw more to you.
And being pissed off and being angry all the time will feed those energies.
Very much so.
And saying stupid stuff like there's no money out there will
right.
feed those energies.
And why does this always happen to me? And
yeah, what next?
Yeah. No.
So please understand, don't feed the energies. Whatever
right.
little bit of negativity is around you, they will thrive on your anger. They will flourish on your words. Your hatred or gossip of others will feed them, and then they'll go and gossip to someone who will gossip about you. Keep
right.
it clean. Keep it positive. Be awake and aware. Now, being awake and aware, come to my website, www.starrfuentes.com. I've got articles. I've got wonderful things for you. I do readings. I do classes. I do activations, initiations. I studied with 13 different masters this lifetime, 16 years living in foreign countries, sitting at the feet of some really good masters and some that were not that good. And I've combined leading-edge psychological tools so that I can be of service to you. That I can give you the shamanic, and I can give you the leading-edge tools that will move you into embracing your light and growing as a spiritual being. And Kimberly, what can you do for our people out there?
Well, I do phone consultations. I mainly focus on physical health and mental health. Most of that is still energies that you carry, and small corrections can make such a difference in your life, and it starts with changing your attitude. And when you can change your attitude, you can change everything. And basically, I'm just that mirror that's going to show you where it's fuzzy and help you tune in to being right on target.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you for coming. It's been a great, great experience talking to you. I still have visions of your little spray can. In fact, I have some around here. And I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend at the Light Language Conference and being a speaker at your conference in October. Thank you
yes,
very
ma'am.
Much.
Thank you, Star.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.